And welcome to Boopity Boppity Magic Hour. My name is Sarah, and I'm here with my little sister, Abby.
Hey guys, we're huge Disney fanatics and want to share our love of all things Disney with you, our listeners.
We realize that there are already lots of podcasts on how to plan a Disney trip and people's opinions on rides, resorts, and restaurants. But we're here to offer something different by discussing special facts, secrets, and theories that surround Disney entertainment.
You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Stay up to date on our blog posts at www.bippityboppityMagicHour.wordpress.com and download our podcast, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. Before we get into this week's news, we're going to start today's episode with a little joke.
Abby.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell who?
Tinkerbell is out of order.
Aw, that's cute.
That's why I was knocking.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, because the bell's out of order.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's nice to have a good one now. I'm starting to run out of jokes, guys. We're on our, what, 72nd episode,
I think.
And 70-something Disney jokes is pretty good, but I'm on my last leg here, so.
So if you know of any that we haven't done yet, let us know.
We might be changing the Disney jokes for something similar.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. I still got a few left.
Well, one thing that we'll never run out of is Disney news.
News! That's because it's always new.
I know. And we have some new news for this week.
I looked up a lot of news yesterday.
Yeah.
So
you might have heard some of these then.
I bet I have.
I bet you have. All right, the first thing is that Disney golf courses are undergoing refurbishments. The Lake Buena Vista Palm and Oak Trail golf course will be undergoing refurbishment in the coming weeks. The Palm course is currently undergoing its regular aeration process and is also getting reimagined bunkers and improved drainage capabilities. It will open on June 18th, which already happened. So, it's already open. Work on the Lake Buena Vista golf course will start June 18th and continue through late August. The course will operate as a 9-hole course during its refurbishment, which will include the addition of a Mickey-shaped bunker. There's a picture of it. It's really cute. Also, all of the bunkers at the Lake Buena Vista course will be enhanced, adding new powdery white sand. Work on the Oak Trail begins June 25th and will also be finished by mid-August. Oak Trail will also receive a Mickey-shaped bunker. In addition, the greens are being restored to their original size and totally resurfaced using paspalum grass. I'm not sure if I said that right. But it's being used for the first time ever on a Disney putting green.
A putting green.
Putting. next news item is that there's going to be an Animation Celebration pin event coming to Epcot.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to take place on August 24th to the 25th. And that's all the details we have right now. But I'm sure if we hear more, we'll let you guys know. But that's exciting. So I am considering getting into pin trading for our trip. I haven't fully decided.
I've kind of looked into it, and it's a little bit overwhelming for me.
I thought it would be kind of fun, like, now, I know you have to be careful because you can be sent fakes, but you can go on eBay and buy, like, Disney pins, ones that can be traded for really cheap, much cheaper than you can get them at the park, and then you can go to the park and, you know, trade for pins that you actually want.
Yeah.
So, I'm considering it. I probably won't because I'm already, like, really into collecting pennies.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I just want to focus, but
I have a few pins because I got like a starter set one time when we were in Disney, and I like my pins, but
I wouldn't trade them. I'd probably just buy a few more for the lanyard. And
gotcha.
It's a nice lanyard.
Well, you know what you could do is you could buy, like, a bundle of cheap pins on eBay, ones that you necessarily don't care about, and then you can trade for ones that you do care about when you're in the park.
That's true. That's true.
And it's much cheaper.
Mm-hmm. All right, next news item. Joffrey's Coffee is introducing Mickey's 90th anniversary blend. So Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company, which is the official specialty coffee of Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts, is and Disney Vacation Club, will release three unique and brand new blends that, beginning this August, customers will be able to purchase online and in stores nationwide. To honor 90 years of Mickey Mouse, Joffrey's will introduce Disney Mickey's 90th anniversary blend, which is a smooth, medium roasted, limited edition blend, and it will be available late August. Additional specialty coffees include Disney French Bistro, which is a full-bodied dark roast currently offered at the Walt Disney World and Disney Organic Peru Alto Mayo, a USDA organic and fair trade certified coffee. Oh, sorry. Let's start that over. So the Disney French Bistro is currently being offered at Walt Disney World. The other limited edition coffee is going to be Disney Organic Peru Alto Mayo, a USDA organic and fair trade certified coffee that is farmed using sustainable methods in a protected area of the Amazon rainforest.
Wow.
Yeah. Previously, all Joffrey's proprietary coffee blends created by Roastmaster Chris DeMezzo in conjunction with chefs from Walt Disney World and Disneyland were exclusive to signature restaurants throughout the resorts as well as online. So, now you can buy them for yourself. Well, not now, but soon.
I like coffee.
I don't like coffee.
I don't, you know, I've never had Joffrey's coffee though. I might have to.
Joffrey's coffee.
Joffrey's coffee.
Joffrey coffee.
So I'll have to try that when we go. Maybe I'll try the Mickey's 90th birthday blend.
You know, it'd be funny.
What?
If they made free sample coffee things and it's like Joffrey's coffees. All free.
That would be funny. So the 2018 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is adding a few new experiences.
Yeah. Is this one of the things that you read about?
So to make the evening more special, there's going to be new lighting and effects on the Mad Tea Party. Oh, that's cool. A new soundtrack and special effects on Space Mountain.
I know.
And pirates interacting with guests sailing on Pirates of the Caribbean as they search for Gunpowder Pete. That sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
It makes me want to go to the Not So Scary Halloween Party.
I think that's the point.
Good job, Disney. You did it. You did it. That's funny. Oh, that sounds awesome. So, the party is running from August 17th to October 31st. That's coming up. That's going to start in less than 2 months. That's kind of crazy.
I know.
Alrighty. Discounted hopper tickets are available for Disneyland annual pass holders. From now through September 3rd, annual pass holders can save up to 40% on the purchase of an adult one-day park hopper ticket for a friend. The pass holder must purchase the tickets, a limit of 2, in person. Pass holder's pass must be valid on the day of purchase, and the tickets are only valid on the day of purchase. This might be one of the other things you read about. So there's a new Bing Bong-themed confectionery coming to Pixar Pier.
I did not hear about this.
So it's called Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, themed around the lovable character from Inside Out. This confectionery will bring all sorts of classic Disney snacks and unique offerings as well, including Buddy Cake Pops, specialty apples like the Rainbow Unicorn Apple and the Bing Bong Apple, lollipops, lemon drops, red licorice, saltwater taffy, and rainbow cotton candy. Sounds very Bing Bong-y.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, next, Terralina Crafted Italian opens June 28th.
I heard about this one, too.
Which, by the time we release this episode, will already have opened. So, James Beard award-winning chef Tony Mantuano will debut his newest dining concept, Terralina Crafted Italian. Set along the shores of Lake Buena Vista, Terralina Crafted Italian was inspired by the design and lifestyle of northern Italy's famous lakes like Lake Como, set far away from the city life and surrounded by picturesque villages. And I'm assuming it has an Italian menu.
What?
I know. Alrighty, and Disney Springs, they're having this event. It will have begun by the time anyone hears this, and it's going through September 3rd, but it's called Brews and Barbecue, and you'll be able to find barbecue-inspired dishes at nearly every restaurant at Disney Springs. For guests ages 21 and older, each of these dishes can be paired with a crisp craft-brewed beer. Disney Springs Brews and Barbecue offerings will be at 23 different Disney Springs locations, and like I said just a second ago, it goes through September 3rd. I don't like barbecue.
I don't like barbecue. I mean, like, I like pulled pork and...
I don't even like pulled pork.
Just plain pulled pork, like, no sauce.
Yeah, I don't like the sauce. I don't like the meat because... No, it's only the, like, the pulled meat or whatever, but it's just, it's always so dry, and I don't know if it's just because I've had bad barbecue, it's which may be the case. It's probably
bad barbecue, because I've definitely had
like it.
Moist pulled pork. I mean, it has to be moist when you pull it apart. Moist. What would be an alternative word?
I don't know. Moist doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either.
It's just funny that it bothers other people.
I don't understand. There's plenty of other words that have the oi sound in it.
Like koi, fish, and...
Joy.
And...
Boy.
Yeah.
Boisterous. Does that bother people, the word boisterous? Let us know. Does the word boisterous bother you as much as the word moist?
And soitenly. Soitenly. Okay. By the time that we release this episode, guess what's going to be open at Hollywood Studios?
Toy Story Land.
Yeah. Toy Story Land!
An aerial... I didn't see the aerial thing. I saw they added the maps to My Disney Experience. They, like, added it on the map. Ooh. It's a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be. Like, it's literally just the two rides.
Yeah, and there's a quick service.
Yeah, I was going to say concessions stand.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, I assume that they're going to have some pretty awesome end-of-ride gift shops.
Yeah.
And stuff,
well, and you have to remember they're building it right next to the Toy Story Mania ride, so that's going to be, like, part of it.
Yeah, it's kind of behind it. I think there's only one entrance in and out, and it's by Woody. So, we'll see. I mean, two rides in a concession stand / quick service is kind of a lot to... all put in all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the other thing, the other very exciting thing that is being launched on June 30th is the new Play Disney Parks app.
Yeah.
So that's coming out, and guests can pre-order it. Well, by the time anyone hears this, you'll be able to buy it. But, you can use that in the park starting on June 30th. And then... last announcement, news item, is that Inside Out Emotional Whirl is coming to Pixar Pier in 2019. So this is going to be a family-friendly attraction, and it will be found in the Inside Out headquarters neighborhood.
Ooh.
I wonder what kind of ride it's going to be.
I like how it's called headquarters.
Headquarters.
Because it's in your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a good one.
What a good one. All right. So that's all I have for news, but...
but...
Abby and I just saw Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah. We did.
And
last night.
It was incredible. It was so good.
Wow, that was such a good one, Sarah. I literally slapped my knee.
But seriously, it was really good. Elliot and I have... we think that we like it better than the first one.
I don't. I mean, I think that I'm kind of torn because on the one hand, if you think of it as a different movie than the first one, then I think it could definitely pull its own weight and it would be just as good as the first one.
Oh, yeah.
But you kind of have to see the first one to understand some of the references and the second one. And I think that's what makes it kind of fall into that sequel's never as good as the original. It's all in my mind, but the original's so good.
It is very good.
It's so original, and this one, it just loses its originality because it's a sequel. But
does it, though? I mean, like, any superhero movie isn't really original because there's already so many superhero movies out there.
I don't know. The Incredibles was pretty original, yeah. I thought. I mean,
originality is important to me, but I think for me it's just a matter of how entertaining it is. And I feel like I was more entertained by this new one, Incredibles 2, than I was the first one. Not saying that it was better or worse or what, because I think both are phenomenal movies, and I love them both, and I will always love them both. But I think I definitely laughed more in this one.
Yeah. Also,
and that's a big deciding factor.
I saw on Facebook, Elliot's sister, Rachel, mm-hmm. said something about how Incredibles 2 seemed like it was written for the generation that would have been, like, 7 or 8 whenever the original came out. So, like, even though chronologically it starts the next day, it has... Everybody knows that. It's not really a spoiler. Anyway, it starts exactly where it left off. But basically, I think that, like, the humor and the content was a lot more mature, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, humor that only adults will get, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, all in all, we both liked it.
Yeah, I would see it again in theaters. I would. Yes.
Ellie and I probably will, because we have movie pass.
So. But you have over a week in Germany, so, and it's not out there yet.
No, we probably won't see it in Germany. It'll be after we get back.
They're going to Germany.
Yes, Elliot and I are leaving for Germany the day after we're recording this episode, so by the time we release it, we'll actually be on our way home, but yeah.
I'm watching their cat.
Our little kitty, Selena.
She's pretty cute.
She is cute. Oh, shameless plug. So Ellie and I have started a YouTube channel, and we're planning on vlogging all of our Germany trip. So if you're interested in what we're going to be doing on our travels, you can check out our YouTube channel. It's called Adventure Smart, and our logo is a compass, so it's pretty easy to find. So, shameless plug is over.
Why'd you choose a compass?
Because it is like a sign of adventuring and traveling.
Why adventure?
Because adventure sounds way more fun than trip. Were those explanations? I'm blanking on the word. It's been a long day today, but did they suffice?
It's been a long day. Yeah, for now.
For now. All right. Well, until they fully suffice Abby's, like,
curiosity.
Words, we're going to get started on our episode. And today, we decided to have a fun episode, and so we're going to play a game.
Yes. We're going to play 20 questions.
Yeah.
Disney style.
Disney style, 20 questions.
Yeah.
So we're going to play it like this. One of us is going to pick a Disney character.
Yep.
It can be any type of Disney character.
And the other person is going to ask yes or no questions about this character to slowly narrow down who they think it is. And hopefully can guess within 20 questions.
Yeah.
Do you have one in mind?
Or, no, I don't. Oh, I did think of one. Do you have one in mind?
No.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. All right. First question. Is the movie this character's in, is it live action or is it animated?
Yes or no questions only.
Okay, is the movie that this character's in animated?
Yes.
Okay, that's my first question. Is this character a villain?
Yes.
Is this character a sidekick?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm starting to run out of questions. Okay, so it's a villain sidekick. Was the movie that this character's in made before 2000?
No. Oh. Yeah, wait, yes. Oh. Sorry. It took me a moment to digest that question. Yes, it was made before 2000.
Is the movie they're in a princess movie?
No.
Okay. Is it a Pixar movie?
No.
How many questions am I at? Okay. Six. I'm only at six.
She's asked six questions.
I'm starting to run out of questions to, like, help narrow it down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is this character a human?
No.
Is this character an animal?
Yes.
Okay. So not a princess movie. They're a villain's sidekick. And a movie before 2000. This is hard. This is a good one. I can't narrow it down.
Still got 12 questions left.
I know. I'm trying to think of movies that would like fit in that category, you know. There's The Lion King and I guess Hercules, but they're not really animals.
Do you know what their names are?
Pain is one, and, oh, I can't remember the other one.
Pain and Panic.
Yeah, Pain and Panic, that's right.
They're hilarious.
If only I could figure out, okay, is the movie made before 1990?
No.
Okay. So it's a 90s movie. I feel like this should come easily. Is the character in Aladdin?
Yes.
Is the character, Iago? Is that his name?
Iago.
Iago.
Yeah, it's Iago.
Yay, I got it.
Do you know who he's named after?
I don't.
He's named after the evil guy in Othello.
Oh, you know what? I remember it because I read Othello in high school,
mm-hmm.
And I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to pick not a super duper hard one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how hard this was going to be.
You know, the character you picked is a good one. Like, it's hard enough that I had to ask a lot of questions, but not hard enough that I didn't know who the character was. So I will try and do the same. I'm going to think about it.
We should have played a song while you're thinking about it.
Okay, I have a character.
You have a character?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the character in an animated movie?
Yes.
Is the character the main character?
No, that's a good question.
is the character human?
No.
Is the character an animal?
Yes.
Is the character a male?
No.
Does the character sing a song?
I don't think so. No, I'm gonna say no.
Does the character talk?
Yes.
Is it from a movie in the 90s?
I think so. I guess here, let me look real quick.
Okay.
Pause it. Okay, so I'm gonna have to reveal a little bit about it.
Okay.
So, originally, the character was in a show, but then they've made movies.
Was it a Disney Channel show?
No.
Oh, man. But you didn't answer my question about the 90s.
Oh, it was before the show was before the 90s, the movies were after.
I'm trying to choose my questions wisely because I've blown through 8 very quickly. And I have no idea. They made a TV show first. It's animated. Is it a part of, like, the main canon of Disney movies?
I don't know.
Is it?
Probably.
Like a DuckTales thing?
No. Like, there are characters from this movie who appear in the parks as, like, a meet and greet.
Okay.
So it's one of the mainstream Disney things.
So is it one of the Fab Five?
No. That was 10.
Oh, that was 10. Okay. Is she a mammal?
Yes. You want me to give you a clue?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the very near future, a new offshoot of the movie this character's from is going to be released in theaters near you.
That's just literally most of the movies that Disney's putting out in the next 4 years are sequels.
Okay, it's within the next couple months. There was a trailer for it at Incredibles 2.
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to the trailers. I was more worried about popcorn. Have 9 questions. This is really hard when you can't use your phone. I'm gonna lose this. Is she American?
That's kind of a hard question. I don't think so. Because the original story, I believe, was set in England.
England?
I think. Let me check. Whoa. Hello, typos. Yeah, so the original story is set in England.
I don't know. So the movie came out in the 90s, so...
Well, the show came out. The show came out before the 90s.
Yeah, but if I remember the movie, then I'll probably figure it out.
Yeah, so the movie came out... Well, there's been a few movies all centered around the same... It's like the same set of characters. They started coming out in 2000. Well, after 2000.
I don't know.
Oh, you're gonna kick yourself after you figure out which movie.
I am, but
or which.
I'm really confused. If I figure out the movie, will I know the character?
It might take you a couple guesses.
Oh. Well, then I'm completely...
It shouldn't take... No, it shouldn't, because there's more male characters than female characters, so it shouldn't take you that long. Don't think about that too much.
So, like, the movie series started coming out in the 2000s?
Yeah, but it's not really a series.
It's animated...
Do you have an idea of what the movie
is? I have no idea.
I'm trying to think of another clue I can give you. The last one I gave you, like, should have given it away.
That there are multiple movies?
No. That a new version of the movie is coming out in the next couple months.
I can't think of any of the movies that are coming out in the next couple of months.
Okay, fine. I'll just tell you. The movie that's coming out is Christopher Robin.
Oh. It wasn't... Was it a TV show before it was a movie?
According to IMDb.
That confused me.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know it was a TV show.
Yeah, it was apparently a TV series in the 70s.
Oh.
So now you have to guess who the character is.
Is it Kanga?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was really confusing.
I didn't realize how hard it was going to be.
Just you were like, there were multiple movies.
Well, yeah, because there was the big Piglet movie or whatever, and yeah, then the Tigger movie, and then the new version of Winnie the Pooh.
Original Winnie the Pooh came out pretty early.
There was only, let's see.
The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh was definitely out in the 90s, because I remember watching it
so
when I was 3 or 4.
There was The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, the first series, was 1977. Then there was The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, that was 1988 to 1991. Then there was...
Oh, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is a movie.
Well, there was Winnie the Pooh, the movie, that was 2011.
Yeah, but The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, the one that came out in 77, that's a movie.
No, it says it's... Look, I looked...
There's three episodes.
A collection of animated shorts.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Oh.
It's like three episodes in the same movie. So there's the one with the rain, and there's the one with the bees.
Oh, I'm sorry. The collection of shorts made me think it was a TV series.
Yeah, it really confused me.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But you should have known that Christopher Robin comes out in a couple months.
Well, I was confused because you were telling me it was a sequel, and it's...
No, I didn't say it was a sequel.
Fine, but it is a sequel. And it's confusing.
Not really.
Because, I don't know, the way you described a lot of things was just confusing to me.
Well, it's your turn to confuse me now.
Okay, well then I'm going to give you a really hard one.
Uh-oh.
Bring my phone up, did I? Gotta think of one.
You got one?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay. Is this an animated character?
Yes.
Are they evil?
No.
Are they the main character?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Are they male?
Yes.
Excuse me. Are they in a princess movie?
No.
Are they a human?
No.
Are they Pixar?
No.
Was the movie made before 2000?
Yes.
So that's 8 questions. Was it made before 1990?
Yes.
I'm just going to make a guess at who the character is. Is it Mickey Mouse?
No.
I was thinking maybe Fantasia. I almost said Fantasmic, but that's not the name of the movie. Okay, I've got 10 questions left. So they're male, they're animated, they're not human. They're the main character. They're good. Before 90s. Not Pixar. Does the movie that this character's in have a sequel?
Yes.
A sequel, not a remake.
A sequel.
Okay. That doesn't really narrow it down. I can't even think of any movies that, like, aren't princess movies. I only like princess movies. Let's see. Pinocchio. Aristocats.
Everybody wants to be a cat. Cause the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
And a rinky dinky dinky.
Yeah.
I can't think of any movies.
Everybody wants to be your cat. Everybody.
Is it one of the movies that Mom and Dad owns on VHS?
No.
Oh. Well, that makes it harder. Is it The Great Mouse Detective?
No.
Oh. I think I only have like 5 yeah. questions left.
7.
I have 7 left?
Yeah.
Can you give me a clue?
There's no singing.
There's no singing. Is it a movie that we've seen a lot?
No.
Well, that makes it harder. There's no singing. That doesn't help.
But think about all the Disney movies that aren't musicals.
There's so many.
There's more that are musicals that come to mind. Tarzan, musical. Lion King, musical. Aristocats, musical.
What's the one with the... I don't even know the name of the characters in this movie, but the one with the mice, where they...
Oh, the Rescuers.
Yeah, the Rescuers.
No, it's not that.
Because that one doesn't have singing.
That does have a sequel, though.
It does have a sequel. Oh, yeah, I forgot I asked that question.
Rescuers Down Under.
Well, no, because that movie was made in the 90s. I was thinking Hunchback.
The sequel's so bad. There shouldn't even be a sequel because it's based on a book and the book doesn't have a sequel. Yeah. And it's not one of those deals where they
Mowgli!
Put it up.
Is it Mowgli? Oh no, he's a human. Darn it.
4. 4 questions.
Am I getting close?
Ish. You're in the right era.
And we own the Jungle Book. I didn't think of that before I shouted it out. I don't think I'm gonna get this one. Can you give me another clue?
It mostly takes place outdoors.
That doesn't help.
Well, if I give you any other clues, I'm just gonna give it away.
I don't know, you might not.
Okay. There's multiple main characters.
Most movies have multiple main characters.
Ish. I mean, ish. There's pretty much 2 characters in this movie.
What other movies are in that era? That aren't princess movies. I can't think of anything. I have no idea.
Do you want me to tell you what movie?
Yeah.
Okay. That's from The Fox and the Hound.
Oh. See, I don't even know the names of the Fox and the Hound. Is it the Fox?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't even know his name.
His name's Todd, and the dog's name is Copper.
Okay. Yeah, I never would have gotten that.
I told you I picked a hard one.
Yes, you did.
Revenge! Shall we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay, can you pick an easier one? A little bit easier.
Okay.
One that you know definitely what the movie is.
Okay, I need to do a little bit of research to figure out when the movie was made. But I have a character.
Is the movie animated?
Yes.
Is it Pixar?
No.
Is it made before 1990?
Yes.
Is the character human?
No.
Is the character a main character?
It's like a secondary character. Not the main character, but...
Okay.
So, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the character male or female?
Male.
Oh, is the character male? Yeah, that's male. Okay, it's male. Does the character sing?
I don't think so. I think they just talk.
Is there singing in the movie?
It's not a musical, but there is singing. Is it from, maybe it is a musical.
Is it from Dumbo?
No. You're in the right era.
From that era. It's not from Lady and the Tramp. Well, can't be from Jungle Book. Jarvis the Cat. Lady and the Tramp. Dumbo.
Think early Disney.
Is it a princess movie?
No.
Pinocchio?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Jiminy Cricket?
Yes. He doesn't sing, right?
I think he starts when you wish upon a star. He does like the little intro.
Well, I know he does the talking intro, but I don't think he sings it.
I don't know. Other characters sing, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pinocchio sings. Yeah, I'm basing this off my Wishes knowledge, because he doesn't sing in Wishes. He just, like, intros it.
Yeah.
Jiminy Cricket has, like, one of the most relaxing voices ever.
He does. Good job, voice of Jiminy Cricket. You probably did, but we appreciate you.
Oh, Jiminy.
Well, that was a good... one. I mean, there wasn't much talking. Hopefully we're adding in that music track.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll add in something.
We should probably put a note in there, too.
I'll find some, like, good elevator music to to put behind that.
You should put, like, a score of a Disney...
Well...
Not the soundtrack, score.
Yeah, but there still might be some trademark issues with that.
Oh.
It probably wouldn't, because we're not that big of a podcast, and we're not selling it. Like, it's a free podcast, but I don't really want to mess with that, you know? Mm-mm. But it was fun.
That was a good episode.
It was a good episode. This is a fun game to play, yeah.
We hope you have fun. Maybe you figured out the characters before we did. because you weren't, you know... involved in the game, so your mind was clear.
And you had Google.
Yeah. But, we hope you enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, thanks for listening to us.
We're gonna do our outro.
Yeah, and we'll have some exciting content when I come back from Germany.
Whoop! Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We hope you